Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Charchian is back. Charch, how you been, buddy?
I've been good. What's the how's the mood been on your side of the state divide after the tie game?
Well, first of all, a tie leaves you with that feeling of, what was that?
Yeah.
And secondly, the talk has been more about the sack from Clay Matthews that everybody feels was textbook. I mean, if you go back to Pee Wee football, that's what they tell you to do. And I understand what the NFL is saying. That one little reach behind the leg cost him 15 yards and obviously an interception. But I think right now what I'm learning is a lot like the NFL and the catch rule. They're trying to figure out what they're going. Here's my question to you. So, okay, Kirk Cousins is one thing. But if Clay Matthews does not scoop or grab the legs of, say, Cam Newton or Big Ben Roethlisberger, how in the hell is he taking those guys down?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You know?
That's a fair point.
I mean, the NFL is just getting a little bit to be a little bit too judicious, I guess.
It's ridiculous. Everybody thinks so. The players think so. On our side of this is this. Yeah, that was a terrible penalty that never should have happened, and it was the penalty that every Packer fan spent the offseason demanding after the Anthony Barr, Aaron Rodgers hit from last year. So you got the penalty you wanted, and then it cost you a win. So that's been some of the talk over here anyway. That and Kirk Cousins with a almost miracle performance at the end of the game, which was pretty staggering for what we're used to from quarterbacking. For you guys, it's, that's a run-of-the-mill, almost weekly performance. For us, we don't get that level of clutch fourth-quarter overtime quarterbacking really ever.
So, well, then again, that long pass to Thielen, Stephon Diggs, that was the reason they brought Kirk Cousins in, because you weren't getting that last year. That's your $90 million pass right there.
Yeah, that's a great point. And actually, the Thielen one, too. But the dig, that's a pass that only a handful of quarterbacks can throw the ball 50 yards in the air right on the numbers downfield. And Kirk's got the arm strength to do that. And that's why this team moved on from Bradford and Keenum, especially. They can't stretch the field that way. So you're exactly right about that. And that's, for the moment anyway, everybody feels like it's money well spent. And believe me when I tell you that the Kirk decision divided like 50-50 among Viking fans when it happened. Right now, it's more like 90-10 in favor of Kirk.
Question right out of the chute, Carson Wentz or Goff? Which one?
Let's give Carson a week to let's just see what he's got and what's left at this point for him. And if he's just going to pick it up and right where he left off, or can we give him a week to knock off the rust? It's a neutral matchup against a Colts defense that appears to be much better than last year's version. And I don't think Alshon Jeffrey's going to be back for this one. So he's also short a key weapon. So let's just watch Carson Wentz this week and find some other good alternatives.
Here we go to the phone calls. Let's start it off. William listening to us in Elm Grove. William, you got a question for Paul Charchian. Shoot, man.
Yeah, Philip Rivers or Alex Smith or Andy Dalton.
Philip Rivers or Andy Dalton, and they're my number 12 and 13 quarterbacks. We got Philip Rivers one ahead, but man, he's been great. But this is a really, really tough pass defense in the Rams this week. They have absolutely shackled their two opponents so far this year. But the Rams have also faced Derek Carr and Sam Bradford, so they haven't given up a passing touchdown yet. But maybe that's not surprising considering it's Oakland and Arizona. So I still think Rivers one spot higher. Dalton's got a neutral matchup against Carolina. Dalton's looked good so far. It's hard to argue with performance, but I'm still going to give it a slight edge to Rivers here.
There you have it. Let's go to Tom listening to us in Franklin. Tom, welcome to the program. And you got a question for Paul Charchian. Shoot, man.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Paul, defensive question. Would you go with Cincinnati this week or New Orleans?
Cincinnati goes up against Carolina, and the Saints defense goes up against Atlanta. Say what you want about Matt Ryan. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Meanwhile, Cam Newton goes on those cold streaks where he's brutal, and if that's going to happen, I'd rather have the defense that could take advantage of that. And to Newton's credit, he's actually having a pretty good season, especially from a pass completion standpoint, but nevertheless, I think I'd roll the dice on him making some mistakes in the pocket first.
Tom, you're the man. Let's go to a Joe listening to us in Bayview. Joe, welcome to the program. Got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, I got a trade question. I'm weak at running back, pretty strong at receiver, but I have Lamar Miller and Edelman. I got a trade offer for Mark Ingram and Chris Hogan.
Yeah, do that in a second. I like both sides of that deal for you, for sure. Mark Ingram, Mark Ingram's going to, you're only looking at missing three games for Mark Ingram, and, really two plus a bye week. So, yeah, now's not a bad time to trade for Mark Ingram if his owners, the Mark Ingram owner's sitting like 0-2, because he hasn't had one of the league's best fantasy backs. So now's a good time to maybe get somebody who's desperate.
Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Jason. Jason listening to us in South Milwaukee. Jason, you got a question for Paul Charchian. What's up?
Yeah, PPR league. Jarvis Landry, Chris Godwin, or Corey Davis. And a tie is the equivalent of kissing your sister. Thanks, guys.
He might have said that because I tweeted something like, can we just retire that phrase?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a whole lot of people that know what it's like to kiss your sister, though. That really bothers them, man. It freaks me out.
So who's the first person to say that and popularize it? I mean, how did he know? How did that guy know?
Yeah, that freaks me out.
And how did he know? And then how did it like pick up steam? And it's just now that's what people say. Let's retire that. And also, we'll start Jarvis Landry tonight. Jets have been a good pass defense at this point, but they haven't seen, they have not seen great quarterbacking to this stage either. Landry's getting so many targets, averaging 12 targets a game, which is, ridiculous.
Got one here from a Twitter handle called Fresh Out of Beer. Got a flex, flex spot, one out of the three. Landry, Funchess, or Ridley?
Landry, again. Funchess has been really inconsistent, and I'm not crazy about him. And then I think who was the guy? Corey Davis was the last one?
Calvin Ridley.
He's got blank cover. Calvin Ridley. Oh, well, virtually invisible to this point. Yeah. So, yeah, Jarvis Landry. Again, what do people not like about all of his receptions? Let's keep starting Jarvis Landry.
Another one off of Twitter. BJ writes, out of the flex spot in a standard league, need one. AP, Adrian Peterson, or Gio Bernard?
Giovanni Bernard is watch his injury status. We're not positive he's going to go, but assuming he starts, I like him. In the four games Joe Mixon has missed since he came into the league last year, and in those four games, Giovanni Bernard has averaged 20 touches and 100 yards from scrimmage. So this is a good opportunity, and especially through the air where Carolina's really struggled. So this is I like Giovanni, assuming he plays. And Joe Mixon's not going to play, then I do like him here. He's my number 14 running back. I understand you took off some weight the hard way.
I didn't mean to, but yeah, I did.
Roxy keeps me apprised of these things via Facebook through Sherry, and she comes running. Guess what? The guy that just got hit by lightning carved off the end of his own finger.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
What kind of month have you had?
I know. It's... Within a 6-week to 8-week period, I got married, had a reception, sold a house, bought a new house, got hit by lightning, selling another house, and then I cut my thumb off. So, yeah, it's been a hell of a year.
With this. Yeah. This is the cosmic balance when a guy who looks like you marries a woman who looks like Curry.
I didn't know I was going to have to wear a cup today on the show there, Charles. Thank you very much, buddy.
You're welcome.
Let's get back to it. Let's go to Andy's listening to us in Green Bay. Andy, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
I need a wide receiver and a flex between Chris Hogan, Will Fuller, and Sony Michel.
I really like Sony Michel this week, but you've got other really, really good options. And, Chris Hogan is got a fantastic matchup with Detroit, the sixth worst pass defense, and they're dead last by Football Outsiders in defending number one wide receivers, which is Chris Hogan, at least for the time being. And so, yeah, let's start Hogan, my number 15 wide receiver. But I want to touch on Sony Michel just for a minute. This is the first round pick for the Patriots, Bill, as you remember.
Yep.
He had 13 plays last week in his first action as an NFL player. In those 13 plays, they had him touch the ball 12 times. So they really seemed to be an effort to just get him into some game flow and just, you know, feel it out a little bit. He didn't do much, honestly, with the 12 touches, but now he gets Detroit. They've given up 359 rushing yards so far. How do you do that in 2 weeks?
Right.
So, you know, it seems like a really good opportunity for Michel to potentially have a kind of a breakout game here and live up to the first round status. So I like him this week, but, you know, in this guy's case, he's got all the alternatives. But boy, if you've got Michel, hang on to him. If you don't have Michel, maybe find out if you can buy him cheap right now.
Let's get back at it. Let's go to Orion listening to us in Fond du Lac. Ryan, how you doing?
Good, good. PPR league, Tyrod Taylor or Andrew Luck?
Boy, you know, you wouldn't think it would even be a question, and I do have Luck higher, but and he got the Eagles, and I know the Eagles got hammered by Ryan Fitzpatrick last week, but you know, a lot of that damage was these deep downfield passes. Meanwhile, Andrew Luck has the shortest average travel distance of passes of any quarterback. 5 yards. That's it. 5 yards. That's terrible. So, you know, Luck is not going to burn the Eagles downfield. I don't love him here, but I'm not ready to go Tyrod Taylor either. You know that's good on Tyrod Taylor. He never throws for anything. You're just hoping he runs in a touchdown, and that's just such a, you know, it's so fluky and unpredictable. I'll still stick with the Andrew Luck here, but frankly, I don't like either one. It's my number 17 and number 23 quarterbacks.
Let's get back at it. James listening to us in Whitewater. James, what's going on?
I got two, if that's okay. I need either Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes to start with.
Well, let's start there. Patrick Mahomes is my number one quarterback for this week. So, Bill, you probably know he's got the 10 touchdowns, but how about this? 7 different receivers have scored the touchdowns. What second start NFL player does this? I mean, you know, and if you're the defense of the 49ers, okay, you know you gotta account for Tyreek Hill. I don't know if they can, but they know they have to. But then apparently Patrick Mahomes is going to be good enough to just find somebody else because that's what he's done. He's at home against a team that just allowed Matthew Stafford to rebound from his week one debacle against the Jets. And so a great matchup for Patrick Mahomes, my number one quarterback of the week.
Let's get back to it. There's Jeff listening to us in Heartland. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good, other than the fact that I'm stuck in Le'Veon Bell purgatory. I need two of these four running backs in a non-PPR. Isaiah Crowell, Derrick Henry, Chris Carson, and the dynamic Alfred Morris.
Oh, jeez. Really? Let's go Derrick Henry and hope you get the touchdown. Isaiah Crowell. Let's go, I guess. I'll tell you, Isaiah Crowell is the next highest guy I've got on the list, but I don't love his matchup tonight either. The Browns are a tough run defense, oddly enough. They were 3.6 yards per carry last year. They're 3.7 yards per carry right now. They just shut down Alvin Kamara last week on the ground, but your options are terrible. And Chris Carson, how about this? Bill.
Yes.
Chris Carson, starting running back for Seattle. They use him in the first half of the Monday night. It was Monday night game? Yeah,
yes.
Seattle played Monday night.
Yeah, against the Bears.
First half. Yeah, 4 yards per carry. So nothing special, but 4 yards per carry. Then second half comes. They do nothing but run Rashad Penny in the entire second half. A guy who came into the game averaging 1 yard per carry, and then in the game averaging 3 yards per carry, never went back to Chris Carson. And then after the game, people are asking, why did you bench your starting running back for the second half? And Pete Carroll says, well, because he was winded from special teams. Turned out he had 2 special team snaps the whole game. I don't know.
Pete Carroll was never the most honest character to begin with.
I think you're right. There's weird things happening in that town for sure.
Correct. No, I would agree with that. I find it can be complete. Pete Carroll's never been a guy that I've really appreciated to begin with. I guess the rah-rah thing is one thing, but I don't know. If there could be sometimes a bigger horse's ass running a team, I don't know. Maybe that's just my...
I'm with you. And then there's this, right? This is a guy who runs. He runs programs into the ground and then leaves. Let's see what happens. Let's see if he's the head coach in January or not.
Right.
Right? I mean, this track record here is not sterling on this matter. Hey, before we go, I'd like to remind listeners, we have another free contest, Bill. Do we have just a second?
No, go ahead.
We have another free contest at Fanball. We started with a $5,000 free contest for your listeners. Then we upped it to $25,000 last week. This week, $30,000. It's a pay contest, but your listeners can get in for free this week, and it's just for week three. So you just set a lineup for week three, register for the site, and that's it. But you have to know how to get the deal, and it is by going to fanball.com/radio. That is the only way to get into this contest for nothing. Everybody else is paying. Your listeners do not have to pay. Fanball.com/radio.
There you have it, Charge. That's the reason we come to you. You're always awesome, buddy. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right.
Bye.
Tell Roxy we said hi. There you have it. Paul Charchian joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hanging in there right now. If you want to join a great team, call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.